letter that follows is a direct transcript of the conversation I had with our host. The conversation took place much earlier than I ever would have expected. I, for one, am pleased at your incompetence, for your loss is forever my gain. So, with the pleasantries now surely aside, this is the letter I've been asked to relay. Dear self, go fuck yourself. For what now, almost 40 years, and you've yet to live up to the hype. I swear, some of the things you conjure are inane, and that's me being at my politest. Sure, plus one for imagination, even a few bonus points for creativity. But when it all comes down to it, your skill sets are outdated. It's almost not worth venting. Now, say we lived in the Middle Ages or somewhere near that era of human existence. Well, then, you may have thrived. Certainly your fancy ways with words, your attention to plot and infatuation with story. These are skills that were powerful attributes back then. Hell, you could have created some crazy, flaunted over figure that becomes extremely significant to world history. The kind of man whose every word was intently acknowledged. But alas, knowing you as I do, chances are that you would have found the only woman in the nunnery to possess a flaring case of syphilis. You know, that sounds about right. Your decision-making skills are without a doubt the worst I've ever seen. If I didn't believe so wholeheartedly in your ineptitude, I'd strongly consider the opinion that you're working for some other team and or entity, intentionally sabotaging everything. It's very hard for me to look squarely at myself in the mirror and not wonder what the hell is going on inside there. Some days, it's like you don't get out of bed, while others you rant nonstop about their widespread significance regarding the angularity of leaves as if their placement on the grass have any bearing on anything. Anything at all. Some days I feel you're just fucking with me. In any moment you'll drop a punchline so hilarious all ill feelings will fall to the wayside, where we'll then fall back into the recliner, look to the stucco in amazement of its random artistry, and just laugh ourselves into a proud felt stupor. But that moment never comes, and if it did, I have to say the laughter probably wouldn't be the funny kind. Look, we've been together for nearly 40 years. You failed me on so many levels it's really not worth recounting them all right here. Right now. Yet the time we spend together only makes us all more difficult. I think I have to let you go. It's just a logical step to take, and notwithstanding, it's good business to do so now, before any more damages can be done. So, at the end of the day, please wait by your desk. At that point, I'll have someone meet you there, collect your access card, and escort you out the door, at which time you'll forever be barred from any future contact with any of the other personas you've built up. Make sure you collect all your personal belongings, because once you're escorted away, there'll be no returning. Your things, then and there, will be discarded according to corporate disposal guidelines, so our